The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The final night of regular season District 7A play has arrived, and in appropriate fashion, it's drenched in drama in the form of a doubleheader featuring two AP Top 5 showdowns between bitter rivals. Wins tonight for the Black, Purple, and Gold Ballers would place both squads as the number one seeds heading into the upcoming conference tournament. The road to this point's been hard fought and filled with inspired and determined performances, and it'll take more of the same to get the job done tonight as Bulldog Country is invaded by hated Pickett County. Head coach Matt Walker and his 15-4 Lady Dogs look to pull off the season sweep of Brent Smith and his 17-5 Lady Bobcats, while Rob Edwards and the 13-5 Bulldogs seek a repeat of their dominant destruction of Joseph Amonette and the 17-5 Bobcats. Joe Sims Gym is going to be rocking and rolling tonight as we witness the regular season's biggest games, Pickett and Clay, Round 2.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Park, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, etc. accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Echo Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, welcome to the Carquest pregame show and our 10th broadcast of this basketball season. For the sixth time this year, we're high top Joe Simms Gym, looking down on Rob Edwards Court. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'm absolutely thrilled to be here this evening calling the action in this big night of action we're going to see in front of us District 7A style. Throughout the evening, I'll be joined by former head coaches Joe Simms and Thomas Watson. Joining me now is a man who always brings his A-game with intensity and passion, just like his Clay County teams are going to need to tonight, Thomas Weaver.
Appreciate the kind introduction, Daniel. It's rival rematch night here in Solana, and not only have we got Clay County and Pickett County, but we've got two AP top five matchups, 2-4 in the girls and 2-3 in the boys. And these games, like you alluded to in the opener, are for all the marbles of District 7A. Clay County's got a chance to double up on conference championships tonight.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. Clay County wins, they hold it. If they lose, there's some other things in play, but we ain't going to worry about that.
No, we're not. And it's just a pleasure to be here getting ready for these two huge regular season contests. Just like you said, Daniel, we wouldn't be here, of course, without our sponsors. We can't thank them enough for allowing us to be on the air here to bring this coverage to Bulldog Nation. And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper, which we like to comes out each week. We hope folks pick up a copy. Up next, we do in each broadcast, we'll talk about Clay County's most recent games in our Delhalla Horizon recap segment. So stay with us for more of the Carquest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the Carquest pregame show. We normally go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Delhalla Horizon recap segment, but the paper's not out yet this week, so we'll just preview what you can expect to see. Both Clay County teams failed a talented Class 2A York squad Tuesday night. The Lady Dogs lost 60-39 to a tough Lady Dragon team. Despite hanging close in the first half, they only trailed by 6 at the half, before being held to just 16 second-half points in the final two quarters, while York pulled away for the 21-point win. Briley Burchett was the only Clay County player in double figures with 10. Cherokee Upton added 9, Hallie Buford 8, Abby Head 6, Zoe Hayes 2, Bella Ashlock 2, and Izzy Hale 2. Daniel, the Lady Dogs just didn't have the firepower to hang on against a very, very good Lady Dragon team.
Top 10 AA squad, you know, played them in overtime the first time around. This time, not hardly as close.
And the Dogs, they found themselves in the track meet with York, where Grant Strong dropped 44 to keep Clay County in it. But it wasn't enough as the Dragons hung on for the 75-72 victory down the stretch. Clay County led by as many as 10 early in the second, but York rallied to claim a one-point halftime lead and went on to go up by double digits in the second half. Clay County then fought back to tie it in the final frame before the Dragons held off the Bulldog surge and eked out a three-point victory at the free throw line. Keaton Arms and Jimmy Burchett also added 9, Jeff Spivey 8, and Eli Smith 2. Daniel, that one was one of the best games of the year, just to be honest with you. Back and forth, two Mr. Basketball candidates involved, and just fireworks the entire way.
Against the team that Coach Edwards says is the best team on their schedule. So a lot of praise there. One little interesting note real quick. Four of Clay County's five losses have come to teams with the mascot of Dragon.
I know that.
Clinton Dragon, Harden Kentucky Dragons, the York Institute Dragons. So Coach Edwards mentioned yesterday to me when I ran into him, he's kind of glad to get away from the Dragons, hopefully, for the rest of the year.
I totally agree. Folks, we'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Piggy County here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their seven local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, folks. Getting set for Pickett County and Clay County ladies action. Going to go ahead and do Tipsy's final take. The last word before tip-off, brought to you by Ollie's Place. Thomas, we'll start with you. What's Salina's most famous elephant got for us tonight?
Well, when I went by Ollie's today, Tipsy said tonight's all about this Lady Dog team seizing the moment. You know, the game in Birdstown was big, but this was for the number one seed. And I'm pretty sure that's something Clay County hadn't had in a long time. I went back and looked at it. I'm not real sure, but at least a decade, I'm pretty sure.
2003, the last time we were regular season number one seed.
Right.
2004, folks, since we have won a district postseason.
Right. But the time is now. You know, they've got a shot to win this league for the first time in a long time. We'll put it that way. And I think they're going to need their best game of the season tonight to get it done. This is going to be a different one. Pickett County's going to shoot the ball a little better here tonight. You know, it's not going to come easy against this Pickett County squad as a coach.
No, it won't. I think they'll play better, and I hope, you know, we'll play better. We were, you know, controlling the game up there for the most part. You know, two things, I think, you know, I'm always preaching turnovers. We need to get the ball down the floor clean, not turn it over 100 times like we can sometimes. You know, and Bridie's staying out of foul trouble. I think if we keep her on the floor, that means as much as anything. You know, up there, she only got to play about half the game, so. If we can get three and a half quarters out of her, I feel like our chances are pretty good.
Coach Sims sitting here probably, of course, this is a subjective statement, but probably head coach Brent Smith, probably the best opposition head coach we see all year long. What's he going to do different tonight? How big of a factor is he going to be in this big matchup?
I mean, like I've said before, Brent, he's one of the best coaches around, always has been. He's got a great mind. He can design some things that drive you as an opposing coach crazy. He should kill me with inbounds plays. But, you know, he's kind of limited on what he can do with the players he's got. You know, they're not as good as they were back in 2014 and 15 along in there. I mean, they just totally dominated us. They were so quick and so good. But, you know, I don't really know. I think he'll just run his normal stuff. And, you know, I'm sure he's going to pressure some. But I was talking to him before the game. He said, you know, we're not a good pressing team. So, you know, that works to our advantage. But, you know, if they can shoot the ball really good, that'd probably mean more to them than anything.
Right. No doubt. Folks, that's been Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina. And stop in for a little taste of soul today. Getting close to time to play the national anthem here at Joe Sims Gym at Clay County High School in front of this District 7A regular season finale for regular season supremacy on the girls' side. We're going to go ahead and go to a few ads here during the playing of the national anthem. We'll be back for the State Farm starting lineups. You're listening to a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Dale Hall Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
And by Dale Hollow One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, time to wrap up this CarQuest pregame show with the announcement of the State Farm girls starting lineups brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. The Pinckney County Lady Bobcats, the visiting team here tonight in Salina, they'll be dressed in their smoky gray travel jerseys, black numerals on those jerseys trimmed in yellow. The head coach of the Pinckney County Lady Bobcats, Brent Smith, 27th season overall as a high school head basketball coach in Tennessee, 15th year in his current job of coaching the Pinckney County Ladies. 17-5 overall record on the season, 6-1 in District 7A play. Starting for Pinckney County, a senior, number 34, Shayla Wood, a sophomore, number 13, Ella Kate Kiesman, freshman, number 44, Kelly Reeder, sophomore, number 12, Allie Amanette, and a freshman, number 33, Emmy Lowe. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs, the home team tonight, they're dressed in their white home jerseys, black numerals on those jerseys, trimmed in gold. Head coach Matt Walker in his sixth season overall here at the helm of the Lady Bulldog program, 120 wins to 60 losses, a strong 15-4 record. This year, 6-1 in District 7A play. They are currently the number 2 ranked AP team in the state of Tennessee. Starting for Clay County, a sophomore, number 21, Hallie Buford. A junior, number 23, Bradley Burchett. A junior, number 10, Abby Head. A senior, number 5, Eliza Jenkins. And a senior, number 30, Zoe Hayes. That's been the State Farm Girls starting lineups brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering you auto, life, health, home, and more. Thomas, these teams met back on January 25th, 10 days ago in Byrdstown. As you said, Clay County won 50-43 in that one. Coach Walker meeting Pinckney County for the seventh time. He's here at home, for the seventh time. 3-3 here at home against them, not too bad.
Yeah, first win on the road, I'm pretty sure, up in Byrdstown coming this year. And, you know, it's been an even split here in Salina, here at home on Joe Sims Court. And, you know, let's hope they can get the season sweep here tonight.
And here we go. It's time to get it on. Clay County got to control the tip. They'll be shooting at the hoop to our left during this first half of play. Pinckney County will work at the hoop to our right during the first two quarters. Clay County with the ball. Turnover for the first possession. Hayes had it out top, swung it to Jenkins, the left wing. Eliza couldn't hang on, and Pinckney County comes away with it. Try to learn their players as we go through. Hard to see those numbers. Amanette with it out top, swings it around the wood. Now into the hands of 15, is that? Must have been Keys. And that's definitely yeah. Keys when they fired the three. It was no good, though. Clay County rebound. Burch it the other way. Layup no good. Rebound Jenkins. Eliza with it. The senior keeps it alive. And Clay County now with really their first set offense here of this contest. 7-10 mark and ticking first quarter. No score yet. Hayes with it out top. Jenkins sits at the free throw line along with Abby Head. Burchett posted up down low. Buford now with it. Works to the left. Down the left side of the lane. Has it taken away. Aminette with it. Works into the front court. Works ahead to the senior. Wood. Shayla Wood going to circle around. Reset thing. Works over to, that's a freshman. That's a good. Lowe. Yeah. Such a great game she had in Burchtown the other night. Lowe with it. Look for her to lead this Piggy County team tonight offensively probably. Aminette now inside to Reader. Reader in the paint. Power move. Kicks it back out. Aminette three-pointer top of the key. No good. Rebound Zoe Hayes. Good rebound for a point guard.
Yeah, it was.
Hayes to Burchett. Burchett into the front court. Goes through the paint. Going to be fouled. Allie Aminette called for the personal. Bradley Burchett going to go to the line to shoot two. 6:25 mark, coach, of this first quarter. No score yet.
Yeah, we haven't taken a shot from the floor yet. Once we turn it over the two times we had the ball, except for this one, got fouled.
Burchett at the line. A 70% free throw shooter. He's hit 65 and 93 on the season. Of course, Burchett, a nominee for Miss Basketball in single A this year. They'll be announcing finalists over the upcoming couple of weeks. Hopefully she can advance into that, I guess it's a trio of finalists that they choose each year. Missed the first, hits the second. Burchett on the season averaging 16 points a contest for Clay County. Does a lot of other things too besides scoring. Clay County up 1-0. 6:15 and ticking, opening quarter. Emmy Lowe with it, drives into the paint for the Bobcats and scores, putting them in front by one. Nice driving layup by freshman Emmy Lowe. Pickett County in front, 2-1, 6-minute mark, first quarter.
Yeah, you mentioned Daniel led the Lady Bobcats with 21 points the last time out. She's about as good as anybody I've seen running it from out there.
What do you think about her, coach, at freshman Emmy Lowe? Pretty good player.
She's a good player. I need to see her a few more times, you know, to make a concentrated assumption of her skills, but she's a good player. Anytime you, particularly a freshman, can go out and score 21, she's pretty good.
We see Shayla Wood going to the line to shoot two. Foul was called against Bradley Burchett. That was one of the keys Coach Sims talked about, is keeping Bradley out of foul trouble. Hopefully, she won't pick up a second one quickly.
Yeah, that's hard to do. Bonafide two post players for the Piggott County down there in Wood and the other freshman, Daniel.
Reader.
I can't remember her name, Reader.
Yeah.
So Burchett going to be on a lot of pressure on the defensive end.
No doubt. May have to see some double post tonight using Easy Hale and Madison Hayes down there to help her. Both of those free throws, actually just one of them. One of them good by Shaggle Wood, putting Piggott County in front 3-1. 5.5 minute mark, first quarter. Zoe Hayes with it, right wing. She drives inside. Ooh, misses one off the glass. Zoe would like to have that one back. It's rebounded by Piggott County. And a foul called quickly against Clay County. Going to be Zoe Hayes called for the reach-in foul. So Burchett with one. Hayes with one for Clay County. Piggott County back with the basketball. They do have a two-point lead, 3-1. Low with it out top. Works into the paint, kicks out to Aminette. She dribbles right, gives over to Kiesling. Kiesling with it at right wing. Now Wood with it. Wood working one-on-one, goes to the hoop against Buford. Wild shots, no good. Good defense by Buford, disrupting the shot. Jenkins with the rebound, gives to Hayes. Oh, we're going to come across the timeline with 4:55 and ticking here in the opening quarter. Piggott County leads 3-1. Burchett inside, power dribble in the paint, shot no good. Going to be rebounded by Aminette for Piggott County. She kicks out to low ahead to Kiesling. She fires a three right wing. Yeah, knocks it down. Kiesling pretty quiet 10 days ago in Burchtown. She opens up hot tonight with a triple, and Coach Walker wants a timeout. First quarter, 4:36 mark. Piggott County 6, Clay County 1.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Back here live, about halfway through this first quarter, Clay County really, like you say, Coach, we had really taken more than maybe one shot.
Well, we've got two or three now, but we're just not hitting, you know. Kind of ugly going up.
Don't think we pulled down. We've had one offensive rebound at this point. Jenkins pulled down one. I think that's it. So no second shot opportunities. As we see, Eliza go baseline, misses the little 10-foot jumper there. Rebounded by Piggott County. Low with it in the front court. Works inside to Reeder. Jenkins with other thoughts, though. She takes away the pass, comes the other way, gives it to Abby Head. Three-pointer left wing. Yes,
oh,
sir.
Needed that.
And just like that, we go from 6-1 to 6-4. They say it was a two-pointer, according to the scoreboard, a long two. Did you see that, Coach?
I didn't see her feet.
Foot must have been on the line. It's only 2 points. 6-3 the score. Piggott County with the lead. 3:50 and ticking. First quarter. Wood with it out top. Works across to Reeder. Now Amanette, right wing. She's defended by Jenkins. Gives back to Reeder in the corner. Now back to Lowe out top. Good defense by the Clay County ladies, forcing Piggott County to pass around the perimeter. Jenkins disrupting the dribble. Ball goes out of bounds. Almost stole it, did Eliza Jenkins. But Piggott County going to inbound from their own baseline. Jenkins coming out for a breather. Bella Ashlock checking in for the first time. Still very limited the amount she's getting to play, Coach, but any little bit helps.
Yeah.
Ashlock, the sophomore, has missed the majority of the season with a muscle injury in the leg. Good Clay County defense again. Knocks the ball out of the hands of Lady Bobcats. Goes out of bounds. So once again, Piggott County to inbound. 3:24 mark first quarter. Piggott County 6. Clay County 3. Ball's worked into Shayla Wood at left wing. Now Keesland right wing. Three-pointer. Give it to her. She's 2 of 2 from behind the arc in this first quarter. The sophomore, Anna Ray Keesland. Actually, Ella Kate Keesland, not Anna Ray. Keesler with 2 triples. Thomas, what just happened on the Clay County end?
Another turnover, Daniel. Dribbled it out of bounds underneath the goal. Here comes the Lady Bobcats again. That's what had me worried going into this one, the outside shooting of Piggott County. They didn't necessarily do that against us up there, but they're capable, as you can see.
100%. Piggott County with it, and a travel call. Allie Amanette, so Coach, we need to take opportunity of this.
Yeah, we do. We need to. Quit turning it over so much, but they got about 5, I believe, haven't they?
Yeah, more turnovers than points. Biggest game of the year, you know, for Clay County here. What's the Piggott County ladies rank? 4th in the state?
2nd, yeah.
So AP number 2, Clay County. AP number 4, Piggott County. The roles were kind of reversed the last time around. I think Piggott was the 2, we were the 3, maybe, in the girls' side of things. Clay County to inbound from their own baseline. 2:48 mark of this first quarter. Piggott County 9, Clay County 3. Very early in this. Ashlock on the inbound, gives to Buford. Hallie out top. Now Burchett, left side of the lane. Power dribbling the paint. Spins, shoots, misses. Credit freshman Callie Reeder with good defense there. She's got a big body. And kind of imposed her will on Burchett. Reeder with it on the other end. She goes down the left side of the lane, kicks out to Amanette. Abby Amanette knocks down a 3, so 3 three-pointers for the Lady Bobcats in this opening quarter. But still, just 12-3, Clay County trails by 9 here. And a foul called against Piggott County. Going to be Keesland, called for the personal.
We don't start scoring, though. This game's going to be over, I'm afraid. I mean, they're shooting it good, but I mean, you can't set on 3 a whole quarter and expect to stay in the game.
No, you can't. Clay County to inbound after the foul on the floor. They work in the head in the corner. She drives baseline, reverse layup. Ooh, no good. Did not fall. Piggott County's killing us on the boards.
Yeah.
A good rebound by Amy Lowe. She works ahead to Shayla Wood into the paint. She's called for the travel.
Great defense right there by Buford. Beat her to the spot and tied her up and made her take the extra step.
2:05 mark, first quarter. Piggott County 12, Clay County 3. Merchant on the inbound. Bradley's going to hand off to Zoe Hayes. Zoe walks it across the timeline, working from right to left from our vantage point. She's at right wing inside the Merchant. Bradley in the paint looking for that first out right bucket of the night. Shots away and good. And she's fouled.
Yes.
Merchant had 1 point prior to that with the free throw. She adds a bucket. moving Clay County up to 5. And looks to cut more into this lead with an and-one opportunity.
Yeah, Burchett a little more patient that time, wasn't she, Coach? Before,
yeah,
she was just kind of turning and shooting.
She's been shooting everything low. She got it above the rim that time.
Took her time with the up and under. Got Reeder kind of exposed and then went to the line.
Misses the and-one opportunity. Rebounded, though, by Hallie Buford. So Clay County in important possession here. They look to cut on into this deficit a little bit more. But another turnover. And it wasn't necessarily sloppy ball handling. Good defensive play by Emmy Lowe, the freshman, wants to go coast to coast. Joey Hayes has other plans, knocks it out of her hands. Unfortunately, though, it's picked up by Keesland, and she can't miss. She banked that thing high off the backboard.
Yeah, I didn't think it's no way that's going to go.
Another three-pointer for Ella Kate Keesland, her third of this first quarter. What a great opening she's having to this contest. Minute 10 and ticking. Opening quarter, another turnover. Emmy Lowe takes it away from Zoe Hayes. Lowe, coast to coast, shots up, no good. Abby Head got there and disrupted it. Head comes up with the ball. A foul's called, and I'm afraid it may be against Abby Head. It is. Head called for the reach-in foul. And we're going to see Emmy Lowe with the line shooting. Two free throws coming for the freshman. Minute 2 left in this first quarter. Pickett County 15, Clay County 5. She misses the first one. So trailing by 10, Coach, I did not expect this.
I didn't either. We just got to get some offense going. That's a big thing.
Second one's away by low. It's good. Pickett County up by 11 points, 16-5. 1 minute left in this first quarter. Abby Head across the timeline. Left wing, gives to Burchett. Bradley fires a three-pointer from the corner in.
Oh,
knocked it down. Bradley Burchett, getting tired of the Lady Bobcats knocking down triples, decides to pull the trigger herself.
Yeah, big shot from Burchett. We've seen her in the last couple of weeks make a few of those. It don't take many, but shooting a pretty good percentage out there, I'd say.
Absolutely. Looking at these stats, we see that she is a 47% three-point shooter.
But it's to shoot more of them.
Yeah, she was 7 of 15 coming into tonight, and a lot of those have come in recent weeks.
They have.
20 seconds and ticking at the end of this first quarter. Pickett County with the ball and with an 8-point lead, 16-8. Emmy Lowe with it out top, down to about 12 seconds now. Abby Head swats it out of bounds. Good defense by Abby. However, Pickett County getting the two inbound with 10.2 seconds left. Keesland getting a breather here in the last closing seconds. Kind of surprised you'd pull your hot hand out. She's hit three threes, and now you've got it for the last shot. 7 seconds of ticking. Low with it. Takes Head to the hoop. Shots up, no good. Rebound by Reeder. She's fouled. Fouled with 1.4 seconds left. It was a legitimate call. Bella Ashlock called for the foul. Since returning, it's kind of hard to say how many minutes Ashlock's been used. Somewhere maybe around six minutes, maybe a quarter.
Pickett game, she played quite a bit. Then the next game or two, she hadn't hardly played. I was asking Matt about it. He said, well, she kind of didn't want to play any more of those games. I don't know. He thought maybe her legs were hurting more than she'd been letting on like. But he's going to try to get as much out of her tonight as he could.
Absolutely. Reeder missed the first, hits the second. So with 1.4, Clay County inbounds. Abby Head, desperation through the buzzer. Ooh, it was a great attempt, just a little wide to the left, though. At the end of the first quarter, it's Pickett County 17, Clay County 8.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from there to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one for their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County trails Piggott County 17-8. We're headed into the second stanza, 8 minutes to go here in the first half. It's all about the outside shooting from Piggott County. They made 4 3-pointers the entire contest up in Burstown. They've got 4 already here in the first quarter, Daniel. Ella K. Kiesling, 9 points, 3 of those.
You talk about 12 of their 17 points coming off those 4 shots. And here to open the second quarter, it's Kiesling firing another with a bit of a heat check. She misses this, unfortunately. Cherokee Upton pulls down the rebound. Her first action of the contest, Upton, she had a hot hand Tuesday night against York, knocked down 3 3-pointers in that contest. Maybe she can carry it over. Now it's Abby Head, drives the lane, layup good. 17-10 on the floor for Clay County. Bella Ashlock, Abby Head, Bradley Burchett, Cherokee Upton, and Hallie Buford, I believe that is. Coming to the scores table, Zoe Hayes and Eliza Jenkins fixing to check back in. Shaka Wood, right wing, gives Daminette out top. Kicks it back to Wood. Now cross court to Kiesling, taken away by Ashlock. She passes ahead to Abby Head. Now ahead to Upton. Upton, jump shot. Yeah. I kind of questioned, she put the brakes on instead of trying the layup, but it worked out well. And a timeout taken by head coach Brent Smith of Piggott County. 7:01 mark, second quarter. Clay County digging back into it. They trail by 5.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Thomas Good opening that second quarter for Clay County.
Yeah, 4-0 run to start it, and Clay County's fullback within 5, and it's about the defensive end starting transition on both possessions, Daniel.
Good deal. Maybe we can keep it rolling here. Back under action, 6:50 and ticking, second quarter. Piggott County with the ball, and a 5-point lead, 17-12. Low, out top, now Aminette right wing, gives to Kiesling in the corner. Baseline pass inside to Reeder. Now back out to Aminette. Good job by Burchett in there, denying Reeder the post move. Now back into Reeder again. Taken away by Jenkins. She gives off to Hayes. Hayes passes ahead to Abby Head. Head one-on-one in the paint. Left-handed layup. Yeah.
Man, that was a nice shot.
It was. We see Jenkins with and Buford. They're southpaws. Head not so. Oh. Just a good ambidextrous shot. Missed jump shot by Piggott County. Rebound Burchett. The Clay County faithful starting to get into this one a little bit. Cheering on their ladies out on the floor, Burchett, 3-pointer, top of the key, and Bradley Burchett, 2-for-2, from behind the arc. Listen to this crowd.
9-0 run.
The black, purple, and gold faithful for the first time tonight, fired up about what they're seeing. We're tied up, 17-17, 6-minute mark, second quarter, timeout Piggott.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live, Emilio out top, works Daminette right wing. She's defended by Buford. Back to Lowe. tied up at 17. Clay County with a great second quarter so far. 5:35 mark and ticking. Pickett County trying to break this tie. Low with it in the corner. Going to reset. Coach Smith up, sending instructions into his girls. Coach Walker here on the sideline. Of course, Pickett County, his alma mater, going against them always probably a little more personal than it's somebody else. Three-pointer, Keesling, right wing, in and out, no good. I don't see how it came out of that.
It rimmed out.
That ball was two-thirds of the way down in the cylinder and somehow came out. Clay County quickly to the other end. Abby Head straight to the hole. She's fouled. Going to go to the line to shoot. Madison Hayes comes to the scorer's table to check in.
Yeah, Clay County scoring the first nine of this second quarter unanswered. Make it 10 with the first head free throw. And, Coach, they switched to a 2-3 zone on the defensive end, too. You know, you wouldn't think that'd be a good thing to do with somebody making threes on you, but it's worked.
But, well, we probably contained the three better than we did when we was playing man. You know, they had another level of open looks.
Abby Head knocks down both of those. She's a strong shooter from the line. No surprise that she did. 78% shooter on the season. Putting Clay County in front 19-17. Pickett County, a turnover. Emmy Lowe steps on the baseline. The Pickett County faithful say she was pushed out of bounds. Not the call that gets made on the floor, though. Hayes checking back out. Madison didn't spend a lot of time out there. Actually, I never saw her go in. She may not have.
Played on defense.
Okay. It's on the floor for Clay County. Abby Head, who's got it across the timeline now. Joining her, Eliza Jenkins, Zoe Hayes, Hallie Buford, and Bradley Burgett. Buford, she's been quiet so far offensively. Has the right wing. Gives off to Jenkins. Now head in the corner inside to Burgett. Spins to the left. Shot up. No good. She's fouled, though. Kaylee Tompkins in there. And actually, I misspoke a little bit in that first quarter. It was Tompkins who was playing, and I was calling her Reader. Both of them freshman post players. That was Kaylee Thompson on the defense, though, that picks up her first personal. Birch at the line shooting two. Good on the front end. Putting Clay County up by three, 20-17, their biggest lead of the night. Coach Banks was looking pretty pitiful there at the end of the first.
And pretty sad there. Then all of a sudden we go on a, 12-0 run right now?
Yeah.
Is that right, Thomas?
Yeah, that's 12-0 is what it is.
First free throw was hit by Burchett. Second was missed. Ball goes out of bounds off the fingertips of Bella Ashong. So Pickett County going to take back over. Coach Smith not happy with the call made on the floor. I think he wanted a foul against Ashong. The official not willing to give him one, though. 4.5 minute mark of this second quarter. Bella Ashong nearly with a steal. And you see Thomas Ashong with that long wingspan disrupting the passing lane. Still, though, not as quick a foot. A year ago, she would have cleanly stole that ball. This time, just disrupts it, knocks it out of bounds.
Yeah, she affects the game so much with her length and her athleticism, Daniel, and made a big difference in this run here for Clay County, even though she hadn't scored a bucket.
Pickett County fires a three, no good. Clay County with the rebound quickly the other way. Burchett in the paint. Thank
good
Bobby.
Good foul, look like. Knocked her down.
I believe Bradley might have flopped a little. Might have tried to sold it.
Maybe she did.
she's a stouter girl than that. Went down pretty easily, but foul called against Clay County, I guess, wouldn't it? Hayes must have picked up a second personal in the mix there because Pickett County back with the ball. And Zoe with two on the scoreboard. That is 16 fouls now for Pickett. 15 fouls for Clay here in this first half. Any low 8-foot jumper in the paint. Good. Making this a one-point game, Clay County with the advantage and the basketball. 20-19 the score. Zoe Hayes across the timeline. Works to Abby Head at right wing. Head goes baseline. Reach in foul call against Demi Lowe.
Hey, we're in a 1-1.
Yep, sure are. 3:40 mark of this second quarter. And I can't think of anybody better here for Clay County to have at the free throw line than Abby Head, probably the highest percentage on the team.
And she usually shoots hissing.
They've got several strong ones. Madison Hayes has showed good skill from the free throw line. She's a 79% shooter. Bella Ashlock, an 83%. As Coach said, Head just missed that one. So her 78% mark going to drop a little bit after that miss. Pickett County on the rebound. Shayla Wood inside. Nice move in the paint for the senior Wood, who adds, I think, maybe her fourth point of the night or second bucket maybe. Abby Head, quickly, jump shot from right elbow, knocks it down. Clay County back in front by 1, 22-21. Piggott County now with the ball. A steal by Cherokee Upton. Upton gives off to Burchett. Burchett going to walk across the timeline. Let's see if she fires another long one. Tompkins not going to let Burchett have a look. Steps out the defender. She gives off to Head. Head defended by Wood. Gives to Burchett right wing. Bradley penetrates. Kicks to Upton. 3-4 top of the key. Too short. Good hustle by Ashlock. She couldn't save it, though, all the way. Threw it back in bounds, but Shayla Wood picks up the loose ball. Wood, the other way, spins in the paint. Shot up and good. Shayla Wood starting to take over here. Official timeout on the floor. Bradley Burchett knocked down. Appears to be okay, though. Coach, the senior Shayla Wood starting to come alive.
Yeah, that was a nice spin there and score.
Hallie Buford checking in. Cherokee Upton checking out. Burchett, who they had briefly called a timeout for, back on her feet. As we said before, Burchett, a junior, just a good, strong young lady. Tough player. Tough player. Clay County trailing by 1 after leading by 3 a few minutes ago. 22-23 the score. Baseline pass to Buford. Hallie can't hang on. It goes out of bounds. I like the vision from Jenkins. Pass just a little out of the reach, maybe.
Yeah, I think she caught it. I think she'd been out of bounds. She did have a back door there. She probably should have got her the ball just a little quicker.
2:22 mark here. Second quarter. Aminette with it at right wing for Piggott County. Gives to Tompkins. Working against Jenkins. Picks up the dribble. Kicks it across the low. Now it's Keesland. She fires another 3. This time, the rim didn't have a chance to knock it out because it didn't hit nothing but the bottom of the net. Just a big high trajectory drop straight in from the rafters down to the net. Piggott County back in front by 4. Minute 50 left in the first half. Foul called against Sally Aminette on the floor.
We need to make these foul shots.
Front end of a 1-1 coming for Eliza Jenkins. Jenkins has not made it to the free throw line a lot this year. She shot 20 times from the charity stripe. He's hit 8 of them. Banks in the first one.
Well, she meant to, but it went.
A big bucket, drawing Clay County back within 3. Piggott County 26, Clay County 23. Second one's away by Eliza. Too strong off the back of the rim. Rebounded by Tompkins for Piggott. Tompkins comes across the timeline, gives the low. Low jump shot, right elbow in and out, no good. Rebound Jenkins. Eliza now headed back the other way. Minute and a half left in this second quarter. Jenkins out top, gives off the Head. Abby with it, works to the right, picks it up, works inside to Ashlock. Bella shot up in the paint, it's good.
Shot.
I wasn't so sure exactly about the idea of lofting in there, but then I saw Ashlock. And Bella with that long wingspan able to reach up and get that high entry pass from Abby Head and finished it with a bucket, drawing Clay County back within 1, 26-25. Tompkins running jumper in the paint, no good. Rebound Jenkins. 1 minute left in the second quarter. Buford, left wing, into the paint, layup, no good. Hallie just a little off tonight offensively, it seems. 50 seconds left in the first half. Shayla Wood goes coast to coast, misses her layup, rebound Jenkins. Eliza now works to the block. Shot up. Good. And a foul called. Coach Smith wants a charge. Oh. That's on the call, though. Defensive foul called against Tompkins.
Nice shot.
Nice to see Eliza being aggressive offensively.
Yeah.
A lot of times she'll penetrate and give it up to a teammate at the last moment.
You know, lately she's been doing better with that, I think. But she had a good game against Clark Range. We beat him here that last.
Bit of confusion now amongst people. Coach Walker sending in the signal. Sounded like the Clay County crowd thought something was wrong. I don't know what it was. The and one miss by Jenkins. She got the initial bucket, though, putting Clay County back up by 1, 27-26. Piggott with the rebound of the missed free throw. Emmy Lowe with it out top. Thomas had 30 seconds and ticking. Piggott County going to be aggressive, though. Here they come. Shot up. Oh, a charge called. Listen to the Clay County crowd.
Nice job by Burchett getting over, getting position on that one, Daniel. Getting in front of Lowe on the drive.
Atmosphere starting to build here in Joe Sims Gym. 20 seconds and ticking. Second quarter, Clay County up by 1. Abby Head with it. Slowly walks across the timeline. Coach Walker sends in the play. Down to 12 seconds. The girls start to execute. Emmy Lowe tries to reach in and take it away. Abby Head still with it. She's all the way to the hoop. Layup no good. But Abby was fouled. Head going to go to the line to shoot two. The Pickett County folks not very happy with that call. Head at the line, shooting two. First one's away. Good. Izzy Hale and Madison Hayes checking back in. Bradley Burchett and Bella Ashok coming out. 4.7 seconds on the clock. So a good move by Coach Walker getting those two out. Don't want to pick up a foul here at the end of the quarter. Head hits the second. Pick it on the inbound. Low with it. 2 seconds on the clock. Free throw range jump shot. No good. Madison Hayes with the rebound, and time expires. What a great first half of play we've seen. Clay County, a slow start, but a strong second quarter. They lead Pickett County at the half by three, 29-26.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Oh, man.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackling projects of any.
Welcome back to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Had some technical difficulties a little earlier on the scoring update and summary, so I'll just say that Clay County leads Piggy County 29-26 here at halftime on girls action. For Piggy County, Emmy Loez 5, Allie Aminette 3, Callie Reeder 1, Shelly Wood 5, and Ella Kate Keesland 12 points here at the break. Two in double figures for Clay County. Briley Burchett has 10. Abby Head, 12. Eliza Jenkins, 3. Bella Ashlock and Cherokee Upton both got a bucket, Daniel.
Going to go ahead right now and do the Budget Pest Control Girls 7A update. Come along with tonight. Going to cover action that's taken place in this last week. A week ago tonight, Clay County beat Gordonsville 62-41. Coach Sims dropped his first pick of the year. He had taken Lamar Rogers and the Lady Buffs over Red Bowling, but Red Bowling pulled that one out 62-51 a week ago tonight. So, Coach Sims, you're 11-1. On your picks this year. Other action this past Saturday, Gordonsville lost to Eagleville. Tuesday night saw Pickett County beat Clark Range 55-52. Close one there. Tuesday night it was Clay County in non-district play losing to York on the girls' action. Tuesday night also saw Redbourne Springs beat Cannon County and Gordonsville beat Jackson County. Last night it was Clark Range non-district play winning over Van Buren County. The Lady Eagles, or I think they actually go by the Eaglettes, maybe. Tonight's action, 15-4 Clay County here leading at halftime, 29-26 over 17-5 Piggott County. Our other three district teams, Red Bull and Gordonsville and Clark Range, are all idle tonight, according to Coach T. Mr. Sims, here's a big one. I'm going to let you pick this one. A couple bigger schools here, 19-4 White County, making the trip to 21-3 Hawkeye, Livingston Academy.
Ooh.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, it is a tough one.
I'll let you think on it for a minute. Wrapping up the rest of the year, Clark Range, they have one more game Saturday against Stone Memorial. Redbourne Springs, a trio of games left. They play Monroe County, Kentucky, Westmoreland, and Trousdale County. Gordonsville have Van Buren County and Eagleville left. Piggott County with Cannon County left on their schedule. And Clay County with four more games after tonight. Tomorrow they play at Clinton County, Kentucky. Next Tuesday they'll have senior night here at home against Jackson County. Thursday night, it'll be at Macon County, and then a week from tomorrow, they'll be here at home against Harriman in a game that's going to honor the 2012 state champs. So Coach Sims, obviously the head coach of that team, he'll be glad to be on hand with his former players celebrating a decade ago winning the gold ball. Coach, what do you think? White County at Livingston?
I'll go with the home team. I'll take Livingston.
Both of them
pretty
strong
much,
programs.
Toss up, but
Going to finish up this update real quick. Tonight's action is Clay County opens up with a three-pointer. Was it Abby Head?
Abby Head.
Abby Head hitting the triple. Pickett County and Clay County both tied the top regular season standings in the district. This one is for the gold of the regular season, the number one seed. Budget Pest Control Girls 7A update brought to you by Budget Pest Control and owners Luke and Angela Collins. Pest Control, it's how they roll. Coach Sims, who scored that bucket for Pickett right then? Did you notice?
I don't know.
Give it to whoever you feel like, Thomas. 7:20 mark and tick in third quarter. Clay County back with the ball, knocked out of bounds by Emmy Lowe. So the Lady Dog is going to inbound from the sideline, opposite of us.
I've not got familiar enough with this. These players seem to know one from the other.
32-28, Clay County with a four-point lead. Biggest lead of the night, I think. Might be wrong about that. Thomas says I'm right.
Yeah, I think so. They went up three at the end of that 12-0 run to start the second quarter, Daniel, and led by three at the half. So you're right, my largest lead.
7:07 mark, third quarter. Zoe Hayes inbounding from the baseline after the ball was knocked out of bounds. Works into Buford. Hallie loses the handle on it. Loose ball picked up by Jenkins. Eliza now with it. Circles the wagons out top. Kicks the head. She fires a three. Ooh, in and out, no good. Rebound. Reeder. She passes ahead to Shaga Wood. Wood into the paint. All the way to the hoop. Shots up. No good. Knocked out of bounds by Abby Head. And Pickett County going to inbound from their own baseline. Trailing by four, 32-28 here. We know a little bit about the upcoming District 7A tournament that will be held over at Livingston Academy. Share a little bit of that information maybe during the next time out of the game. Jump shot, right elbow, no good by Pickett County. Rebound, Bradley Burchett. Burchett to Zoe Hayes. Zoe across the timeline. Lady Dogs looking to build on this four-point lead. 32-28 currently the score. Buford, three-pointer, top of the key, no good, off the left side of the rim. Rebound, Avanette, the sophomore, works ahead. Long pass knocked out of bounds by Abby Head. 6:16 mark of this third quarter. Coach Sims, I guess the biggest thing Clay County needs is just to continue the momentum they had during the second quarter.
Yeah, we need to not hit a bunch of score droughts, you know, and go for 2 or 3 minutes without getting a bucket.
Emmy Lowe with it out top. Been very impressed with that freshman player this year. Gives to Amanette. Now inside to Reeder. Burchett denies her the hoop. Passed out top to Keesland. And a foul on the floor called against Zoe Hayes. Her third personal, I believe.
Yep.
And Zoe picking up some kind of cheap ones out in the floor, Daniel, reaching in a little bit. And you know,
that's all right, though. Disruptive.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. She's very similar to Jimmy Burchett on the boys' side. You know, pesky type defender and done a great job her senior season out there.
Pickett County with it after the foul on the floor. They inbound. Amanette right corner. Gives to Reeder. Now back out to Lowe. Lowe being defended by Buford. Hallie did a real good job in Birdstown defending her in the second half up there last time. This time, Emmy Lowe gets inside. Hard to deny her all night long. She adds another bucket, drawing Pickett County back within 2 points, 32-30. Abby Head liked that four-point lead, though. She hits a six-foot jumper from right baseline, putting the Lady Dogs back out top, 34-30. Reeder with it. Passes inside to Wood. She loses the handle, picked up by Buford. Transition pass ahead to Abby Head, and they call her for the travel. And that's been a consistent call. We saw Pickett County with two travels earlier. I've seen more obvious things not get called, but a small slide step there, Abby Head.
She was out in front of the defense, but that's a pass you probably don't want to make because it's hard to catch it and get your feet under you and everything.
Yeah,
better
she
off
just gathered there and
brought it down and set it.
Had that sideline, that baseline, out of bounds 2 feet in front of her, so she had to put the brakes on. Allie Eminem banks in a three-pointer. Drawing Pickett County back within one. 4:40 mark, third quarter. We're getting exactly what we thought we would here in Joe Sims Gym tonight in this big matchup. Abby Head in the paint, spins, shoots, scores. Abby Head really turning on here offensively in this one. And Jenkins called for the foul. She got to the point just a little bit late. Eliza called for the foul. I think that's her first personal of the night.
ahead all 7 points for Clay County here in the third quarter. Daniel, she's up to 19 already on the night. And she just got a nose for the basket right now, doesn't she, Coach?
She's really playing good.
Scored her career high 26 against Gordonsville 2 games ago, I think. 4:20 and ticking, third quarter. Piggy Kenny on the inbound. Reader with it inside. Good post defense. The outlet pass back to the wing. Stolen Abby Head. Buford loses her footing. And a foul called on the floor. Could have probably called one as Buford was knocked down away from the ball. But it's going to be Abby Head going to the line, shooting two after the personal foul was called down in the paint against the Lady Bobcat. Looks like it went against Emmy Lowe. And Coach Sims, that's three on Lowe.
Good.
She's kind of their general, floor general, and to have her out of the game would be a big thing. Coach Smith not looking to sub yet, though.
No. Yeah, it'd be nice if we could get another one on her. Or two.
Head hit the first free throw. Hits the second. Clay County up by five. 38-33, biggest lead of the night for the Black, Purple, and Gold Ladies.
Now, we were up six there at one time a while ago.
That's right.
For a second. Didn't last long.
Reader, three-pointer, top of the key, no good. Get Burchett with the rebound. Back to Abby Head. Abby with a hot hand. I wouldn't mind seeing her jack up a long one here. Got it at the top of the key. Works against low. Swings it back to Burchett. Riley, she's hit 2 3-pointers on the night. Decides not to pull the trigger. Gives to Buford. Hallie does pull the trigger and knocks it down.
Big shot.
Is that the first points of the night for Buford? First points of the night, and a timeout taken by Piggott County. We're going to stay on air here. Do the Subway Trivia Challenge question. 3:36 mark of this third quarter. Clay County up by 8, 41-33. So we'll go ahead and do the Subway Trivia Challenge brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and check out their newly renovated restaurant on the bypass in Salina to enjoy their favorite sandwiches, because at Subway, fresh is what they do. If you think you know the answer, feel free to send in your response to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Tonight's girls' trivia question does carry with it that 6-inch Subway free certificate along with a Horizon Sports Network sticker. So here's the trivia question. During the 2001 season, what Clay County Sports Hall of Fame member, Lady Bulldog, hit 13 free throws against Piggott County, a mark that still stands as the most single-game foul shots made against the Lady Bobcats. I'll answer that one more time. During the 2001 season, what Lady Bulldog hit 13 free throws against Piggott County, a mark that still stands as the most single-game foul shots made against the Lady Bobcats. If you think you know the answer to that, please text in your response to the Rising Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Coach Sims, we just saw Abby Aminette knock down another triple.
Yeah.
She's shooting well tonight, as is Kiesling for the Bobcats. Draws Piggott County back within 5, 41-36. Folks, in case you joined us late, let's remind everybody, prior to a Bradley Burchett three-pointer late in the first quarter, it was 17-5 in this contest. Clay County was trailing, and things were looking pretty miserable. But a huge second quarter for Clay County got them back with a three-point lead at the half. And right now, Thomas, 41-36, a five-point advantage, 2:40 and ticking third quarter.
Yeah, the huge second quarter response. They outscored the Lady Bobcats 21-9 in that stanza, Daniel, and have maintained it ever since then. And, you know, Clay County really playing well here tonight, especially being able to come back from that early deficit.
Piggott County called for a travel. Clay County taking back over, a chance to extend the five-point lead. .225 and ticking. Clay County in no hurry here. Eliza Jenkins with it. Walks across the timeline. Joining her on the floor are Cherokee Upton, Hallie Buford, Abby Head, and Bradley Burgett. Head now with it. A foul call against Clay County. Illegal screen?
Yeah. What's the call?
Cherokee Upton called for the personal. So, just to repeat one more time of our Subway Trivia Challenge question, what Lady Dog hit 13 free throws in 2001 against Piggott County? A single game mark that still holds true today as far as foul shots made in a game against the Lady Bobcats. If you think you know the answer to that, text in the response for the Rising Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Keeson, three-point attempt for Pickett, no good. A foul called on the rebound. It was Burchett going up for it, and they say that Reeder got into Burchett's body. So, Coach Sims, one of your keys early in this one was for Burchett to stay out of foul trouble. She has done so.
That's good.
And we see Reeder, though, with three down low for Pickett County, the freshman post player.
Yeah, that's kind of a product of how Pickett County's playing. They really haven't went to the post much. They're kind of living and dying by the outside shot right now.
We have a response of Holly Wright.
Yeah.
It's Holly Buford. Another triple, putting Clay County up by eight, 44-36. Buford with 2 3-pointers in the third quarter. We talked about her being quiet offensively, and she's come alive here in the third. Reeder, a three-pointer, is a good shot, just did not fall. Pickett County, though, as they've done so all night, good on the boards,
yeah,
keeping it alive for another shot.
Almost had the rebound.
Low with it, drives inside. She's fouled. Going to go to the line to shoot two. Brownlee Burchett called for, I think, her second personal. As I was saying, we had a response of Holly Wright to the Subway Trivia Challenge question. That is a great guess. Holly Wright was a sophomore on that team. She is a Clay County Sports Hall of Fame member. It was guessed by Amber Strong, who was a freshman on that team, but it's incorrect. It was not Holly Wright, who was for a long time the all-time leading scorer for Lady Bulldog basketball.
That would have been my guess, but there's another one on that team. That,
I'm not mistaken,
my second choice.
One of the best Lady Dog free throw shooters of all time.
Yeah. Yeah, percentage-wise for sure. As far as total made, I'm not so sure, but percentage-wise, just a high percent shooter. So Pickett County got Emmy Lowe at the line. She hit them both, Tom. Knocks down both of those free throws. So with a minute left in the third quarter, it is Clay County leading by six. They do have the basketball. And a foul going to be called against Lowe. That's her four.
She knocked her down. I don't know what they're grabbing about.
Coach Smith's not really protesting, so he saw what you saw.
Yeah, I mean,
Now the fans not so happy about it.
I mean, when you bump somebody, they go to the floor and it's a foul.
And that's why you see head coach Smith, as I said, he's not even addressing the official. So that is the fourth on Emmy Lowe, and that's a huge, huge negative thing for Pickett County here to have, I'm going to call her best player, on the bench. Ashlock, an aggressive move inside on the inbound play.
Good spin move there.
It was.
Put these in the hole now.
Draws the foul. She looked pretty healthy then, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
Beth Ashlock had the line to shoot. We have a correct response to the Subway Trivia Challenge question. Is Ashlock missed that first one? And the correct response comes from my Aunt Betsy Holcomb, Thomas's mom. Such a wealth of knowledge Betsy has of local sports. And she correctly says Deanna Donaldson.
Now that would have been my second choice.
Donaldson, a pretty recent addition to the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame, and a great player, was she not, Coach? That's her sophomore season when she hit those 13.
Yeah, well, I just thought maybe it was Holly because she probably got fouled more, you know, but it could have been a tight game, and Deanna got fouled holding the ball. I don't remember any particulars about the game whatsoever, but Deanna was as good a clutch foul shooter as I ever had. I mean, she was
long three-pointer taken by Manette, no good, rebound Ashoff. Now, Bella hit her second free throw a couple minutes ago, putting Clay County up by seven. Abby Head tries to add to the total, misses the shot. Burchett hustling, rebound. Gives to Ashlock. Ashlock back up top to Jenkins.
Down to 12. She
sure did. Down to 10 seconds here in the third quarter. Jenkins out top, works inside to Burchett. Power move,
shot
there. No good, rebound to Ashlock. Put back. Missed it too. Rebound this time. Abby Head. Her put back in the buzzer. Good. The bucket's counted.
That's big.
At the end of the third quarter, Clay County with five straight shots. The fifth one from Abby Head falls as the buzzer sounds. What a huge finish to the quarter for the Lady Dogs, putting them up by 9 points, 47-38, heading into the final frame.
Signs. Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well.
We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pin to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back here live, Thomas, for this big fourth quarter. Clay County, a strong second quarter, a strong third quarter. They extended that three-point halftime lead to a lead of 9 points, Coach Sims, 47-38 starting this last quarter.
Yeah, good quarter.
Pickett County with the ball. Low with it, plays with four fouls. Works the reader, pass stolen by Zoe Hayes. Hayes passes ahead to Ashlong. Zoe had to sit some during the third quarter due to foul trouble. Ball taken away from Ashlong by Wood. Shayla Wood to the hoop, misses the shot. Rebounded by Reader. She throws it away to Ashlong. Ashlong passes ahead to Abby Head.
A foul.
Abby foul. Got to go to the line to shoot two. Abby Head well over 20 in this one.
Yeah, she's up to 23 points, Daniel. She had 11 in that third quarter right there where Clay County kind of pulled away. And then the big shots by Hallie Buford, back-to-back threes also. You know, Clay County putting it all together.
Abby Head hits the free throw. Clay County leads by 10. Now, when these teams met 10 days ago in Birdstown, the final score was 50-43. Clay County winning that one by 7. So depending on how many points are poured in during this fourth quarter, we're looking at a similar score. I think, though, Clay County going to eclipse 50 tonight. They're at 49
now.
Abby Head knocks both of those down. Clay County up by 11. Biggest three of the night for the black, purple, and gold. Low with it, right wing, gives to Keeslin inside to Reader. She's tied up for the ball by Hayes.
Oh.
Hayes called for her fourth personal.
Yeah,
could have been
that.
A jump ball call.
Yeah, that's what.
But nonetheless, it is a foul.
Borrow on Zoe.
Also, another guest on that trivia given earlier by our loyal listener and sponsor, Rob Weir. He was incorrect on the guest. Of course, Betsy had already got in with it, but just wanted to mention he was listening tonight, and we're glad that he's able to tune in. Shayla Wood with it, out top for Pickett County. 7 minutes left in this contest. Clay County leads by 11. Reader now inside. Back out to Keeslin. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound Abby Head. Head across the timeline. Works to the right. Sets up at right wing. Now works back to the left. Demi Lowe defending her. She plays with four personals. Handed off now to Jenkins. Back in the corner to Head. She tried to throw baseline to Ashlock, but it hit the backboard, Coach. It was a tough pass to try.
Yeah, good idea, I guess. It got there.
Three-pointer, no good. By Keeslin, she was so hot early, she went cold from behind the arc. Rebounded by Jenkins. Eliza across the timeline, the senior, setting up the offense here. As Zoe Hayes is over on the bench, Jenkins taking care of some of those point guard responsibilities. Now she gives off to Abby Head. Now Ashaw. Now back to Jenkins at right corner. Buford out top. She hit a couple triples in the third quarter. Inside to Burchett. Power dribble in the paint. Shot up from left block.
Oh, big shot. I was just thinking, we need to go to her some.
Burchett's a good closer. Got to close this thing out.
Hey, you got a steal.
Ashlock takes it away from Shayla Wood. Ashlock wanting to go coast to coast. Works right, works left. Jumps out of the paint. Here we go. Clay County leading by 15 points. And timeout taken by Pickett County. What a run. Clay County playing championship basketball. It's the Lady Dogs 53. Lady Bobcats 38. 5:38 left in the game.
with Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Back here live, 5:38 mark, fourth quarter. What a run, the Lady Dogs run, coach.
Yeah, it is. Let's keep it up.
15 points the advantage right now for the home team. Teague County with the basketball, trying to fight back into this game. They played very well early. Abinette, three-pointer. Yeah. And they went cold as she missed that one. That's the difference. The outside shooting for the Lady Bobcats has been off during the second half.
Get it, Jenkins with it out top.
She's tied up for the ball now with a Lady Bobcat. It's taken away. Reach in foul call against Bella Ashlock as she came in trying to regain possession. Looks like that's the sixth team foul against Clay County here in the second half. Five team fouls against Pickett. So as far as count total goes, it was even in the first half, even here in the second half. 5 minutes left in this one. Pickett County, trailing by 15. Emmy Lowe drives to the hole, misses the shot. They say she was fouled, though.
What about that?
Eliza Jenkins called for the foul, and Eliza was on the opposite side of the lane, I thought
if there's a foul, it was on the rebound.
And I may have missed who. He did signal five to the scores table. That's what Eliza wears. That's what they have on the scoreboard, so I guess that's correct. Foul was on the floor. That's what it was. It wasn't low that got called. It wasn't a shooting foul. That was the front end of a 1-1 right then.
Yeah.
It's Pickett's in the bonus. Reeder hits them both. Clay County leading by 13, 53-40. Abby Head with it. Another turnover here. No, a jump ball call. Possession arrow in favor of Clay County. So Emmy Lowe doing a nice job reaching in.
Yeah, we need to just handle the ball clean. Run our offense, we get a good shot.
Clay Kenny to inbound from beside the bench, between the bench and the scorer's table, if you're familiar with the layout here at Joe Sims Gym. They work it into Upton in right corner. Cherokee with it. Drives baseline. Passes to Burchett. Pass stolen, though, by Shaggle Wood. Wood across the timeline. Pickett County playing with desperation. The senior in the hole has a shot blocked by Buford. Pickett County maintains possession of the loose ball, though. Low back in her, with it in her hands out top. 8-foot jumper from the center of the lane. Good. Bella Ashlock and Zoe Hayes come back to the scores table to check in. 4.5 minutes left in the fourth. Abby Head across the timeline. Clay County leads by 11.
Man.
No, sir. Not 11. 14. It's Cherokee up that knocks it down. That was Cherokee, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Left corner. A dagger to the heart of the Lady Bobcats. Off the hands of Cherokee Upton. Pickett County come down. They missed their three-pointer. Rebound, Clay County. Lady Dogs up by 14. Abby Head with it. Emmy Lowe called for her fifth foul of the contest. What a great competitor she is. She's going to leave early, though, in this one tonight. I've been so impressed with the play of the freshman. She's going to be something to contend with over the next couple years in Pickett County.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. She's going to be a good player. And I tell you who you got to attribute that to, the aggressiveness of Abby Head. She's been driving the lane. I guarantee you most of those fouls came and get her, against her, didn't they, Coach?
Yeah, she's played really good.
Timeout has been taken on the floor. I want to stay on air and talk about the upcoming District 7A tournament.
Hey, before you do that, I want to say one thing.
Absolutely.
I want to say hey to Vivian Watson. She's in the hospital at Livingston, got COVID. She's been in and out of the nursing home, and she's had surgery on her hip, and She just had a lot of trouble, but well, she was our janitor out here for years and years. We all love her, and I just want to say get well.
Absolutely. I agree 100%, Coach Sam. She listens in, and is always thankful that we broadcast, and we're thankful she's listening. So I hope she does heal up. She has had a rough time.
She has.
So District 7A tournament coming up here in a couple weeks. It don't hardly seem like it should be tournament time, but, folks, it's February the 4th right now closing in. So the tournament opens with play-in action. That would be District 7A quarterfinal action on Tuesday, February 15th. Now, these games will take place at Livingston Academy. On the girls' side, it'll be Clark Range and Red Bull and Springs play-in for that play-in contest. I'm sorry. Clark Range and Gordonsville.
Yeah.
Clark Range and Gordonsville playing for that 4-5 spot. I was looking at my boys' boys' tournament. On the boys' side, it's Clark Range, Red Bull, and Springs.
Okay, yeah.
So that night, Gordonsville girls and Clark Range girls will play, and Clark Range boys and Red Bull and Springs boys will play in the District 7A quarterfinals from Livingston Academy. That'll be coming up on Tuesday, February the 15th. Back to action here out of timeout. Clay County with a 14-point lead. And the basketball. Burgett, baseline, power dribble, shot, good.
Yeah.
Folks, I know there's 3:45 left. This one could be done.
Well, it could be. We're up 16.
Pickett County trailing 42-58.
We got a couple stops because we're going to run clock now. We get a layup like that, we'll take it.
Ashlock called for the reach-in foul. Yeah. Pickett County working inside to Tompkins. She'll go to the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. Pickett County shot so well in the first half and kind of went cold in the third and fourth quarters.
Start the game, you know, they shot their eyes out of it. But.
Tompkins in the line. First one's away, no good. Rebound Burgett.
Well, that's a big miss.
She gives to Ashlock. Ashlock to Head. Abby with it. Kicks to Hayes. Hayes at the top of the key. High post down to Ashlock. Nice pass down low to Burgett. She travels with it. Just kind of got up in the air and couldn't make up her mind what to do.
Pretty much did the same thing the last time when she scored, but she was able to get the shot off then.
So Pickett County, trailing by 16, 3:15 left. They have the ball out top, the hands of Allie Aminette. Now Shayla Wood works inside to Tompkins. Tompkins with it, defended by Ashlock, kicks back out to Wood. The senior feeds inside to Reeder. Pickett County's kind of went double post here. Since Amy Lowe has fouled out, they've got Tompkins and Reeder both down low, the freshman post players, and a travel called against Reeder. Pickett County kind of lost their identity offensively a little with the fouling out of Amy Lowe. Clay County with the ball, 2:55 and ticking. Ashlock with it, gives to Burgett. Now Zoe Hayes out top. Clay County just executing this drill. Thomas chewing time, looking for an open shot. It's Abby Head.
Right
corner. Left corner. What a hot hand junior Abby Head's had. First year as a starter. Has grown and developed each and every game this year. Coach, she's playing her best ball at the best time.
No doubt. And she's played great the last week or two.
Thomas, what's she up to? I know people want to know.
She's up to 28, Daniel. Tops
that
season.
Another career high, then. Yeah.
Another career high here tonight.
Yeah,
and,
third year.
It's just her aggressiveness. You know, she's driving to the basket. She's taking shots when she's got them, when she's open. But
she's making good decisions. That's
she is.
Thing. You know, she's not forcing stuff. She's not taking bad shots. And that's like I used to tell my things. If you take good shots, you'll hit at least a percentage of them. I said, but you take bad shots, you're not going to hit many of them.
Well, that's a good point. I mean, it's a simple point,
but
a good point.
It is. I mean, you just don't take good shots. You're not going to hit them.
Free throws hit down here by Pickett. A couple of them. One of them making it 61-43. We kind of wandered away from the action. Excited over Abby Head's big three-pointer. Clay County, after playing so clean most of this contest, they opened up early, but a turnover there.
Yeah.
First couple minutes, I thought Pickett County was going to route the Lady Dogs out of this gym.
I mean, we were down 9 at one time early, you know. Now we're up 18.
Abby Head with a steal. Head coming the other way. Layup opportunity. Can she get to 30?
Well,
did not on that one.
Called a foul on that, but they didn't.
Ball was kind of knocked away from her. It goes out of bounds.
He's going to get 30. He's taking them out. Good job.
The Clay County Lady Bulldogs, the starters, exiting the floor. Coach Walker pulling them out, 2:07 mark of this fourth quarter. So Clay County, if I'm not mistaken, for the first time since 2003, since folks like Holly Wright, Deanna Donaldson, Mallory Walker, Megan Smith, some of that bunch, since they were seniors, Coach, first time that we've been the number one seed, I believe, going into the postseason tournament.
Yep.
Three-pointer hit by Tompkins.
I mean, even the year we won the state, we were third.
Right.
In the regular
and that's crazy to say that we have a state championship more recently than a district championship.
Yep.
So 2004, the last time that we won the tournament, with seniors Stephanie Wrench and Amber Strong.
All right.
Minute 35 left in this one. Cherokee up, the jump shot right elbow, good. On the floor for Clay County.
You know what, Cherokee could be a big asset if she can, you know, hit some shots. So, I mean, that's always been her strong suit, shooting a three. She hit three the other night. She hit a big one tonight. Another couple of shots.
Tompkins with it for Piggott County. Missed the shot, got her on rebound, kicked it outside to the reserve. Rebound Madison Hayes, though, on that three-point opportunity that Piggott missed. Upton with it, got it right wing. She's joined on the floor by Madison Hayes, who's working in the paint. Going to be fouled, go to the line to shoot two. Joining Hayes and Upton are Lacey Wicks, Kendall Matthews, and Izzy Hale. Sitting at the scorers table, young Jada Banks and Landry May waiting to check in. So a great night here in Joe Sims Gym for Clay County so far, 63-46 right now. Clay County up in this one, and it's a tighter game than what the score appears at this point. Clay County down the stretch really pulled away.
We did, but second half we dominated. I mean, we went from what was it, three?
Led by three at the
half,
29-26.
12-0 run, and you know from that point on, it's been double figures at least. I think the
you're right
most of the second half.
Maddie Hayes missed both of those free throws. Is that right, Thomas? Maybe.
I think she made one.
Okay. 64-46 the score. Three-pointer taken by Piggott. Goes out of bounds off the hand of Lady Dog. So the Lady Dogs of Clay County, they'll next be in action tomorrow up in the Bluegrass State, up at Clinton County. It's, if I understand right, I think Piggott County is going to be there as well. Piggott County is going to play Wayne County, Kentucky. Clay County is going to play Clinton County. So a bit of a end-of-year classic almost.
I didn't know that was the setup for when I was over here at school yesterday. Matt was telling me. But, yeah, Piggott, both their teams play both the Wayne County teams, start about 2. And he said our girls would play around 5:30 range, then boys immediately after.
So, if you're just a fan of basketball, you can go see some good games tomorrow up there. Because Wayne County's strong. Piggott County's strong. Clay, going to be some good stuff.
He said Wayne County's girls had a good team, so that should be a good test for Piggott.
After that, for Clay County, they'll be at home for senior night against Jackson County on Tuesday. They travel to Lafayette to face a depleted Macon County team. And then they wrap up the season on Saturday, February 12th, here at home against Herman, as we mentioned earlier. Coach Sims here and his players from 2012. It's been 10 years, Coach, since you guys hoisted that gold ball. Going to honor you guys, 10-year anniversary of it here against Herman on Saturday, February 12th.
Yeah,
that's an afternoon game, is that right?
It is, 2 o'clock. It's going to take place halftime of the girls' game, but
it's going to be great.
Yeah, I hope most of the girls will be here. I hadn't seen a lot of them in a while pass on across much, so I'm looking forward to seeing all the girls.
Piggott County on the inbound here, down to 25 seconds. Sorry for wandering a bit over the last minute or so of game time. Just kind of been disrupted with fouls and things and reserves. So 23.1 seconds left as the foul's called. On the floor right now for Clay County, you got Kendall Matthews, Lacey Wicks, Madison Hayes, Jada Banks, and Landry May. I believe that's Ali Aminette at the line shooting free throws for Piggott. So as far as district tournament action for the Clay County girls, that'll take place on Thursday, February 17th, and they'll take on the winner of the 4-5 game. And as we said earlier, that's between Clark Range and Gordonsville. So important thing about that district semi-coach, not an elimination round.
No.
10 seconds and ticking, Thomas. Clay County with the ball taken away by Piggott. Not going to mean nothing, though. Lady Dogs up 64-47. This is going to go final. What a night.
Huge win for Coach Matt Walker and these Lady Bulldogs right here. Something hadn't been done in a while. Regular season champs.
Absolutely. 64-47, the final. A dominant win by the Lady Dogs. We're going to play a few ads, come right back, and do the Eco Panels Lady Dog wrap-up.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, track hoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Lady Dog Wrap-Up. I'm here with Coach Sims. We just witnessed Clay County beat Pickett County 64-47 in a game that had a lot of meaning to it. And it didn't look good early, Coach. Clay County got down by 9 at the end of the first quarter. And what a response. A 12-0 run.
Yeah.
Jumped back in this one and pretty much maintained throughout.
Yeah, I guess I've seen games turn that quick. But, boy, that went from... You know, we couldn't do anything right the first quarter, and they did everything right. And then the last three quarters is right the opposite. We did pretty much everything right. And, you know, they just kept getting farther behind, and it was a great win.
Huge win, and it came behind big play from a lot of players, in my opinion. Abby Head had the game of her life, a career-high 28 points. But Riley Burchett also in double figures of 14. When she caught it, she scored. Great defensive effort by the entire team. Seemed like when they switched to that zone there in the second quarter and stuck with it, Coach, it really worked.
It did. They've been hitting the three, and then, like you said earlier, you know, usually you shoot three against the zone for the most part, but, you know, we did a pretty good job defending it, I thought. I used to think my team, a lot of people say you don't rebound good out of the zone, but I thought we rebounded good out of the zone, you know, and I thought we did all right tonight. But, settled down, started to make some shots was a big thing, you know. Like you said, Abby played great. Brady, you know, played pretty much the whole game, didn't get any foul trouble. Bella come off the bench, and I thought had by far the best she had played since she's been able to come back. She scored a few points.
You did. Hallie Buford, two big three-pointers there in the third. Everything doing pretty good. So
they can't hear us.
Yeah, I'm having some technical difficulties, I think. Coach, this is I appreciated you being here with us, and we'll try to see if we can get all this straightened out.
Okay.
All right. This has been the Lady Dog Wrap-Up, brought to you by Eagle Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with Structural Insulated Panels Engineers as a subsidiary of Honest Egg Log Homes in Harmony Springs. You can do that at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street, Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, for new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with Structural Insulated Panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burke. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again.
That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on.